you've been in the shops this morning or if you've been online on kerryman.ie, you can't miss this headline. Front page story on today's Kerryman in the North Kerry, West Kerry and Tralee edition. New bike shed for staff at UHK cost over €127,000. To tell us more, I'm joined on the author of that story, Kerryman journalist Sinead Kelleher. Good morning to you, Sinead. Thank you so much for joining us. First of all, tell us, how did you find out that this bike shed for staff at University Hospital Kerry is costing over €127,000?
And this was an FOI request, so a Freedom of Information request, where I sought the information from the HSE on how much was spent on the bike shed, which was opened just last year. They looked into doing it in 2024 and obviously they did the report to get the prices together, and then it was actually opened last year. So it's been there for a number of months now and in use for a number of months. But I asked for the information via a Freedom of Information.
Now, Sinead, first of all, if I can ask you, how many bikes can this shed, this €127,000 plus bike shed accommodate?
So this is a 40 space bike shed. The original bike shed on UHK ground was a kind of a plastic covered, partially enclosed unit. This was the old one, so it had 20 spaces. So when they went about developing the new one, they doubled the number of spaces. This is 40 spaces at a cost of €127,385, which works out as €3,184 per bike space.
Now, can you talk us through the cost? Why did it come to that amount, €127,385, this bike shed?
Okay, so just to break down the cost, they looked at a number of different options. The HSE undertook a report. They looked at a number of different options. They finally settled on, I suppose, two potential options, the most viable that they felt were the most viable. One of those came in at €21,090. This is just the unit itself. And the second in came in at €57,790. Again, this is just the bike sheds themselves without installation costs. They chose the €57,791 to move forward with, giving several reasons for that, including maintenance costs going forward. This would be a better option, they felt, the more expensive option. Then just to break down the cost, €57,790 is for the unit. And then you have to add VAT to that, which is €13,292, again, just for the unit. The groundworks then came to almost €40,000, including VAT. So that was the groundworks, the curbing, the concrete, things like that. And then there was electrical works on top of that, which included CCTV for the unit, for the bike shed, and that came in at €16,940. So all of that combined is €127,385.
Now, to a layperson like me who knows nothing about the costs or the margins, and you know what needs to be done, what standards need to be reached to build a bike shed in the 2020s. It seems a lot of money to me, but I'm sure the HSE would argue that the €127,385 would reflect a reality where there are very high, very stringent and rightly so building standards. There's also health and safety, and also that encouraging more people to cycle, to use their bike, is obviously the way to go in these times when there's a climate emergency.
Well, yeah, I suppose they justify the cost of it. They don't go into the building cost per se in the Freedom of Information, but they do go into why they justified the extra cost or why it was the most expensive option was chosen. I mean, just to remember, they examined several options. Some of them were just to upgrade the original one that was there, which was just a 20 bike space, and they were thinking about upgrading that. The cheaper cost there were about $6,000 to $10,000 just to upgrade that one, and there were more minor projects, but ultimately they decided to go with a bigger project, which was the one we're just discussing now, the $127,000. But they justified the need for that. They said it addressed safety concerns and security concerns and accessibility. It encouraged physical activity. It reduced carbon emissions and was in line with transport strategies. That's kind of how they justified. They put forward that in the report, their reasons for choosing this bike shed.
Okay. And you can read all about it in this morning's Kerryman. It's the front page story in the North Kerry, West Kerry and Tralee edition. Was there anything else before we let you go, Sinead? And thank you, and an excellent story. And thank you for taking the time to talk to us this morning on Kerry Today about the fix, about how the new bike shed at University Hospital Kerry, a bike shed that's, it's just for staff, isn't it, as well? It's only for staff.
It's solely just for staff, yeah. I suppose, they did undertake a very thorough look at different options, but it still seems unusual that they would have gone for the most expensive. There were other options looked at, but look, they justified that, giving their reasons for it. They outlined why, like maintenance, long-term maintenance was one of their main reasons for going for the more expensive option. They therefore wouldn't need to maintain it just as much. They also looked at things like aesthetic benefits on the grounds that had looked well. The original option that was 21,000 was just plastic glazing, which would be less attractive. It also didn't have storage for e-bikes. This one did. So there's a number of reasons why they went, but it's still a bike shed. You know, it's quite a small unit on the ground. It's 107,305 euros to the taxpayer.
And finally, is there anything that struck you from the figures that you got from the HSE when you requested information under the Freedom of Information Act about the costs involved in building this bike shed and the decision to go with this option, which, as you said, was the more expensive one?
It was not majorly unusual, but I suppose they did. They took a lot of things like, you know, aesthetic benefits, environmental benefits into account. You know, was it, you know, is it necessary to build a bike shed so expensive just so that it looks well? You could argue it may not need to be. I suppose they did set out good reasoning behind it in the Freedom of Information. It's a very detailed report, you know, through all their different options and why they looked at these different options. But there was other options to be looked at that were deemed unsuitable, and there were cheaper options. But this was the one they ultimately decided was the most viable for them to meet their needs.
And I see there as well, security was an issue because, as we know these days, that bikes can be taken anywhere, so good security measures in place is an important factor in constructing a bicycle shed as well.
And they felt the old one was a deterrent because it didn't have the security required. So the 20 spaces that were originally there, that was a kind of a partially covered one, lacked security, it lacked weather protection, and therefore was what the HSE said was a deterrent to cycling, that this new one would encourage more people to cycle.
We'll leave it there. Sinead, well done. Well done on your investigative work on submitting that Freedom of Information request to the HSE to find out that the cost of the new bike shed at University Hospital Kerry, which is there, I think, around 2 years now, it cost the sum of €127,385, over €127,000.